When the Lord your God brings you into the land where you are entering to take possession of it, and he drives away many nations from before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God turns them over to you, and you defeat them, you shall utterly destroy them. You shall not make a covenant.
Come about because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep his covenant with you and his faithfulness which he swore to your forefathers, and he will love you, bless you, and make you numerous. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain, your new wine, and your oil, the newborn of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock, in the land which he swore to your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There will or infertile female, a
Indeed, the Lord your God will send the hornet against them until those who are left and hide themselves from you perish. You are not to be terrified of them, because the Lord your God is in your midst, a great and awesome God. And the Lord your God will drive away these nations from you little by little. You will not be able to put an end to them quickly. Otherwise the wild animals would become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will turn them over to you and will throw them into great confusion until they are destroyed. And he will hand over their kings to you so that you will eliminate their name from under heaven. No one will be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. The carved images of their gods are to burn with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, or you will be trapped by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God. And you shall not designated for destruction.